Let's, Lord, say we're able to appreciate the message that went forth, both of them. And we're so glad to see our brother Brian stepping up and being able to set forth what God has placed in his heart to speak. And I think we learn to appreciate that even more as we are living and working and enjoying each other in the capacity in which the Lord has called us to do so. Thank you for Brother Wes, and we thank thee for the privilege of serving the Lord in this unique way with the children and also the opportunity to be able to set forth some things that God put in your heart, even the last Lord's Day. And we're thankful for that.
Amen.
And so we would pray continually for our brethren as they come before the Lord in public testimony in this way. So let's pray. Thank thee, our God, for the privilege that we have been afforded this afternoon, that we can open up your word and to be able to set forth those things that you have set in our hearts to say to ourselves, first of all, and to others that are before us. We thank you, Lord, for this grand privilege as we consider what you have said time and time again. Let a man speak as the oracles of God. And we pray towards that end this afternoon, that we might speak and say those things that would glorify you, Lord. And so help us to be careful and wise as we speak, that we all can be comforted and encouraged in this wilderness scene that we're found. Thank you, Lord. Amen. There have been a number of things I believe the Lord has laid in my heart to say. And I can appreciate the things to be said as a source of encouragement and building us are found in the Word of God. And as we were talking on last Wednesday night, not by so much in experiences or the things that we follow through. And sometimes those things may be good in testimony of what the Lord has done in our lives. But to be sure, as we saw on last Wednesday night, that the servant of Abraham was able to speak those things that his master had given him to speak. And not just some things, but just those things that God had given him to say and to be able to make clear to those who was before him. And we think about the young lady Elizabeth at that time and the father and the mother and the brother and all that had to do with this testimony that spoke of Abraham. And as he searched around and trying to find just the right wife for his son. And I appreciated that as we considered those things on Wednesday night. I invite you to come again to hear some of those precious things. I invite you come Wednesday night, that we might be able to enjoy together the things that God has instructed us in. Don't miss it. It's important. And especially in these days of small things, to be in the Word of God, to be instructed by the Word of God, that we might be built up as we wait for Him. We had this morning how we're looking forward to Him. And He's already said, remember me until I come. Not forgetting this. And I felt that was so important to be set before us this morning, that we might be able to enjoy each other as we ought to do in these closing days. That's how it ought to be. Occupy until you come. And we will say, oh, just preaching the word and doing some things and being busy about this. But occupy. Be busy about the things concerning the Lord Jesus, the one who's died for us, as we've been singing, who lives again and is promised to him, and we shall live also. And we're so glad for that. However, none of those things is what I had planned to speak about. It mattered to reflect on some things that we have been enjoying all along. I considered reward and service before God. And we see in Scripture that the believer is going to be rewarded for his faithful service to the Lord. Then and now. And I believe that Scripture has set it out in such a way that encourages our hearts to serve us and to serve the people of God and to serve God altogether as we wait for him. Let me just read one or two portions of Scripture to say some of the things that I'm trying to say. Let's look, first of all, for Colossians 3, verse 22 and 23. Colossians 3, reading from verse 22. Bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. You serve the Lord Christ. Let me give you another scripture. You serve the Lord Christ. Ephesians 6, 5. That's a repetition, some of the same thing. Bondservants, again. Be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, and fear and trembling in sincerity of heart as to Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Doing the will of God from the heart. And one last scripture in respect to these verses. Turn to Hebrews chapter 6. Reading from verse 9. Verse 10 in particular, but I am going to read verse 9 to get the entire thought. But beloved, we are confident of the better things concerning you. Yes, things that are accomplished salvation. Though we speak in this manner, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown towards his name. You've shown towards his name in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister or serve. God will not forget you as you serve him in the capacity in which you are able. God will not forget. Sometimes we forget. But God will not forget. I want to give you a good illustration of what I've been attempting to say. And I'm going to ask you to turn and read with us from 2 Kings, chapter 4. I'm going to read about two mothers of Israel. And I'm going to read both of these episodes or issues that we might be able to see some things that maybe we have not noticed before. The one mother that I really want to center into is one is found in verse 8. Somehow, as I was reviewing in my own thoughts last night and looking in Scripture, I said, no, I don't think you should go directly to verse 8, because there's some more valuable things that maybe for me that I had to learn to understand even before we talk about this dear mother of Israel who served the Lord in the capacity in which God has given her from her own heart. What I want to read about this sister, this mother, first of all. A certain woman of the wives of the sons and of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves." And Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." And then he said, "Go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all neighbors, and empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you. And your sons, then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones." And so she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass that when the vessels were full, that she had said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not another vessel." So the oil ceased. And then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell that the oil and sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest." Praise God for such an illustration before us. This dear mother in Israel had come to a crisis. An impossible situation, if you want to say. I see now one of the stations, they always say, a situation for the day. Indeed, this was a real situation. This was an impossible situation for her. What a terrible issue that was set before us and before Elisha. No help, she supposed. But one thing, she knew who the man of God was all about. God sent, God's man, and she knew that. Seems to me, that's the lesson I have to learn. in crisis, in impossible situations, that God is still for me, like he said that. I'll never leave you or forsake you. Sometimes I have to learn that. Experiences, difficulties, trials of this life come. I ought to know that. God's for me. And this impossible situation, she sought out the man of God in the place. And so she did. And she went to Elisha, the man of God, and said to him, I want to tell you about my condition. Praise God, we can tell God our every situation. There's nothing that we can hide from the Lord. No matter how it may be and how it may appear, I can tell my Lord about it, and he is going to do something for it. I believe that. And I tell you, mothers today who are going through crisis of issue, tell the Lord about it. The answer is found in him. Because he has resurrection power. He can do the impossible. And I got to believe that. No matter what comes, whatever it may be, I have to believe that. God can do it. No matter what the situation, whether my son or my daughter, my wife, my husband, my relatives, my friends, whatever they may be, God can change it because he's God who can do all things. He can. Bring it to him. Tell him about it. And so, this dear sister did just that. I need to talk to the man of God. And so she did. And she told Elisha. And Elisha was always in communion with God. God would always tell him what to do because he was servant of God to serve God. In an impossible situation. He didn't know exactly what to do. And we see that even in the next episode of the next lady. But he told the dear sister, what do you have in the house? What do you have? What you can do? What can you do? What do you have in the house? What have you learned from the Lord yourself? What's in your house? Whether it be in children or whether whatever issues may be, but it has to be in your own soul. What have you learned from the Lord? No matter how little or how big or what it appears to be. And all she could say, you know, the only thing I have is a jar and a little oil. That's all I got. That's all I've got. Another place said, and we're going to sell it and I'll die. What? That's all I got. But Elisha said, I'm going to tell you what to do. Because I got a word from God. This was really not Elisha, no more than a word that he received from God. I'm going to tell you exactly what you did to do. Go and get all the vessels that you can find. Gather up as much as you can. Go to your neighbors. Get vessels from them. We are in fellowship with this thing together. Whatever it may be, we are in fellowship this thing together. You go to your neighbors. Because what they have, you have. And I suppose, as she went to her neighbors, they started to ask him, What do you want all these? What do you want these jars? What do you want all these vessels for? Why do you want these things? Why are you collecting them as much as you can? And I'm sure her answer, because Elijah, the prophet, told me to do so. Sister, brother, listen to what God has said to instruct you in the way in which he would have you to go. And all she could probably tell them, oh, I don't know, all I did, and all I'm doing is what the prophet had told me to do. And I am obedient to the word, says that in another place. I'm obedient to the word of God, and I'm going to respond according to what God had told me to do. And so he said, a son, you go out there and collect all that you can from all the neighbors. Tell them. I need as many jars that I can get. Because he said, and not just a few. For me, I was just one or two or three. And he said, oh no, get as many as you possibly can. And so they did. Obedient son. He didn't ask, well, moms, what am I doing? No. Listen to what your mother says. Listen to your mother. Respond according to what she's asked you to do, because she's saying those things for your good. And I suppose if they asked their mother, she could tell, you know, don't worry about it. You do like I'm asking you to do, because I'm responding to the man of God. God said it, and I'm going to do just that. And that obedient son went about gathering more vessels as much as he can, and all the neighbors was able to enjoy fellowship with her in this endeavor. Sometimes we ought to just employ other believers. That's what prayer meeting is all about. That we might come together in prayer to be making our petitions known to God. Don't neglect the prayer meeting. God answers prayer for the neighbors, to the fellowship, the community where we're found. And so they did. They were in fellowship with this dear sister in this dreadful condition, an issue that had happened to her and her family, praying for her as they were exchanged to bring what is necessary to be accomplished what God has established to be done. And so they did. And so she did. And so the son did. And Elisha said, and when you have come, and you have come, and you shall shut the door behind you and your sons, then pour it into those vessels and set aside the full ones. Do as you've called to do. And shut the door. Whatever God does, it's complete. You don't need any more than then at this point. Come in, do what I've asked you to do, and shut the door. Then start pouring out. Praise God for that. God has provided her to her situation for an issue. God had done it all. And that came to pass when the vessels were full, and she said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another vessel, so that the oil ceased. Then she shall come and told the man. Then she came and told the man of God and said, go sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest. Collect, sell, pay, and your sons live on the rest. Seems to me that God rewards even the more. As we listen to his word, as we respond to what God has said. And he says, then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go and sell the oil and pay your debt, and you shall live. What a testimony that this dear sister could say to everybody and to the community and to all those who have heard what God has done. Pay your debt! If there's a debt to be paid, pay it. Do what God has done. Scripture says, and the hymn reader write, the Lord Jesus paid it all. The debt is paid. And then we can now live freely in rejoicing and praising and being the ever what the Lord had called us to do this morning, to come and remember him. Don't forget what the Lord has done for your soul. Don't forget, Mother. Keep telling the Lord about it, because God is going to reward your soul. That was really not the message that I was starting out to, but maybe if there's opportunity, I'd like to tell you about this other mother of Israel that has made a difference in their lives. And she was now serving the Lord in the capacity, if get a chance to read it for yourself, in the capacity that the Lord had given, and not service because somebody asked her to, but she served the Lord as God had placed in her heart to do. Serve the Lord in the heart that God has given you to do. Amen. Maybe we'll take a look at the rest of this, because it's really important. Thank you, our God, for your word as it goes forth. Thank you, our God, that it makes a difference in our lives, that we might treasure these things in our heart and that we might act the same we see in another place. We thank you for everything this day, we pray. Amen. Amen.